She goes up and lays it in, making it 26-9 with 1:24 to go. We got a timeout. We'll be back.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
And we're back here at Harbor Beach High School where the Lady Redskins are fitting to the USA Patriots right now, 26-9, now 1:24 to go here in the first half. What did you hear from the bench over there?
Well, Coach Christie was just telling his girls, first off, exactly what we were telling them, is you dribble the ball off the court against the press. You've got to dribble in until they can pick you up and then make the pass. The other thing he's really unhappy with right now is how the defense is playing. He feels like they're standing around, both when they're guarding their girl and also once the shot goes up and giving up those long rebounds. So he feels those are the two big problems they got to fix, and he explained to them they got to fix them right now.
And we come right out of the timeout, and right away, USA throws the ball away on an errant pass. Not what you wanted to see.
Yeah, really unforced again. It wasn't because of the pressure from Sandusky that time.
And Krause with the ball at the top. She's covered. They switch to a man-to-man now here. Tight man-to-man. See how Sandusky adjusts to this. Templer comes after Fox. Now Hale's out here for the long three. Nails it. Does she have a beautiful shot or what?
She really does. She shot 3 3-pointers and they hit nothing but the bottom of the net all 3 times. She got a really nice stroke.
And I'm telling you what, that she does. And again, pass picked off this time by Gravitz. Gravitz goes up and lays her off the glass and it falls in. And we're going to have another timeout. We'll be back right after this message.
If you're looking for a commitment-free cellular solution, it has never been more affordable to get a Fast-Track prepaid phone from Thumb Cellular. Fast-Track prepaid gives you the convenience and security of a cellular phone without the monthly bill and commitment. Right now, for just $75, you can get everything you need for an entire year's worth of service, a great phone, and 375 nationwide minutes that are good for an entire year. All that for just $75. No bills, no commitment, just worry-free cellular service all year long. Give it to your kids, throw it in your purse, or carry it on your belt. And with Fast Track Prepaid, you can add more minutes anytime by stopping into one of their convenient locations throughout the Thumb area. So stop by any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask for the security plan. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
We're back here after that quick timeout by USA. 30 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Sandusky 31, USA 9. And Simpler tried to drive to the basket. She was fouled there by Sandusky. Who's going to be that foul on? Number 14, Whitney Fox. She picked up her first.
During the timeout, Kristen Krenke and Ashley Lancott both checked in for Sandusky. And just now, Miranda First comes back into the game for the final 30 seconds of the half for USA.
Sandusky gets the ball in. They get it to Del Sinclair. She's double-teamed down the corner. Ewald finds it. She skips it over to First. First makes a nice move, goes down the lane, and gets a favorable roll. So Sandusky finally manages to score here after about a three-minute drought, making it 31-11 with 14 seconds to go, and that was made by First. Sandusky's content to dribble the clock out here with the lead, 31-11, 6 seconds to go. Krause takes it all the way from the outside. Ewald does a great job playing defense on her, and then again, that time Ashley Van Hoos got up in the face, but didn't allow her to score, but we're going to have the end of the first quarter, the first half here, Sandusky 31, USA 11. When we come back, we'll talk about the adjustments need to be made.
Orion dribbles it down the court, passes to Shelby at the top of the key. Shelby cuts down the lane and, ooh, blatantly fouled by Smith. Shelby will get 2 free throws. It doesn't look like Shelby's getting up. He may be out for the remainder of the game.
When you have any sports injury, major or minor, talk to your doctor. Then take your assessment and treatment order to Narayan Rehabilitation of Bad Axe. Certified athletic trainer Stacey Cray knows all sports. She has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 6 years. Stacey Cray is trained in sports-specific injuries. Knowing past and future physical demands on the injured area helps her design the most effective treatment program to get you back in the game fast. When sports injury rehabilitation is prescribed, get the best care from the people who care and who know sports injuries. Narayan Rehabilitation, just west of Bad Axe on M53. Need a special appointment time? Narayan Rehabilitation can schedule treatments outside of regular business days, and they're already expanded hours.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Mike McNeil. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Have you dropped out, fallen behind? Has life thrown you a curve? Does completing high school seem out of reach? Do you need an edge to get back on track? Edge is a positive alternative high school completion program designed to meet the individual needs of students in a very flexible format. If you need an edge to complete your high school education, contact Unionville Sebring Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194, or visit our website at think-usa.org and click on Alternative Education.
This is Lori Kemp, President of the USA School Board. If you want to step up your child's education, visit our website at www.think-usa.org.
You can make it. We can help. Contact Unionville Sebring Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's body shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School, where the Lady Redskins are handling the Patriots 31-11. Brent, we've been in this situation before. What are you going to tell your kids?
Well, first off, Dave Bitzer's got to keep his kids motivated. You can't let them think they're out of the game. Obviously, it's a tough deficit, but you got to make them believe they can come back. And you got to kind of, what I always like to do is put it into quarters. Let's go out and let's try and win the third quarter. We can cut that gap in half. We can get it to 10 going in the fourth quarter. Who knows what can happen? But to do that, obviously, you got to do a much better job of ball handling. They've got to do a much better job of breaking the press. And maybe if they can break that press more effectively, they can turn that into some easy offense by scoring some easy buckets, instead of having Trent work so hard on the offense, which has been so tough for him tonight.
And I think he's got to get into their heads mentally and say, you know what? You guys, you're overthinking everything. You're passing. You're causing your own problems here. You're making Sandusky look better than they really are tonight. You know, they've had some mental errors that we saw here and some turnovers that just are going to hurt you. You can't do that when you're playing a team like Sandusky and give Sandusky an opening, because that's like putting some blood in the water when you got sharks around. They're going to be right there, because that's exactly what Sandusky looks for. So if I'm Sandusky, I come out, I'm just going to say, hey, let's just work on good ball control, good passing. We're not going to let up, but we're not going to also make shots and give them rebounds, easy rebounds to come down and maybe crawl back into the game.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Coach Shamont's out there, and he wants to see the same defensive intensity he found in the first half. Offensively, you know, you don't have to be quite as aggressive, obviously, but you don't want to go into a shell. But if he can get that same good defense and create turnovers, they're going to be fine, and that's what he's in there telling them right now.
And I definitely...